Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cap, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Naya Reyes. It's 9 a.m. Central Time on May 5th, 2025. Here are the headlines to start your day. On Friday, it was announced that Northwestern will not renew its lease on the San Francisco campus. The satellite campus has been open since 2016 and offers students from multiple areas of study with various academic programs to participate in throughout the year. While student demand was a factor in the decision, according to the university, the announcement comes just weeks after the Trump administration froze about $790 million in federal funding for the school. Doors on the West Coast will officially close in spring 2026. The president of the Art Institute of Chicago has taken a voluntary leave as he is undergoing an investigation by the museum. The investigation comes after an incident on an April flight to Germany where James Rondeau reportedly took off his clothes. Police were called to the plane. In a statement, the museum said that they are taking the matter very seriously. In an exclusive interview with NBC's Meet the Press that aired over the weekend, President Trump sat down for about an hour to reflect on the first 100 days in office of his second term. The interview covered topics ranging from tariffs to deportation efforts. In key moments, he minimized talk of running for a third term, took responsibility for only some parts of the economy, leaving the rest to former President Joe Biden, said that he was unsure about upholding due process, and did not rule out using military force to take Greenland one day. The full interview is available to watch via NBC's YouTube profile. In the most recent news of the ongoing war in Gaza, Israeli cabinet ministers approved plans to expand military operations in the Gaza Strip on Monday. This comes after the government called up tens of thousands of reserve soldiers over the weekend. The Israeli Defense Force Chief of Staff said on Sunday that pressure is being increased, quote, with the goal of bringing our people home and defeating Hamas, end quote. That's all for today's Daily Cap. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Naya Reyes. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. Make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow for another edition of The Daily Cat. Have a good one.